This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Wednesday was the first day of qualifying for Louisiana elections on the November 8th ballot. So far, 15 candidates are seeking the Senate seat held by David Vitter, who isn't running. Republican John Fleming was the first to qualify, but not the last, to suggest that being an outsider was a good thing.
Washington needs an outsider, someone who's willing to speak truth to power, someone who's willing to take on our party leadership, our Speaker of the House, as well as Democrats in Washington. And I think I've proven that through the years.
Fleming has represented District 4 in the U.S. House since 2009. State Treasurer John Kennedy, a Republican, is also running.
I am not part of the club in Baton Rouge, and I do not intend to be part of the club in Washington, D.C.
Caroline Fayard, a Democrat, is the only woman in the race.
I, like many of you, am very tired of career politicians who keep kicking the can down the road because that's just as far as they can see.
Democrat Foster Campbell isn't shrugging off his long political career. Campbell served in the Louisiana Senate for 26 years and is currently a public service commissioner.
I want to help John Bel Edwards have a partner in Washington. He's doing his best to help straighten out the state, and I want to be his partner in Washington.
Republican Congressman Charles Bustani of Lafayette has served 11 years in the U.S. House of Representatives.
We need senators who can make things happen in the Senate. I've gotten things done in the House, and trust me, I will get things done in the Senate.
Colonel Rob Manis, a Republican from Madisonville, is expected to qualify later this week. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.